back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is The Emerald of the Incas, Part 4, which first aired on April 8, 1940. Starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from another world who has come down to Earth as the champion of the weak and the oppressed. When we last saw him, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, was in the library of Stone House in the suburb of Brentwood, attempting to revive Dr. George Haven Beecham, world-famous scientist and explorer who had been struck by a poison dart which came through the window. Outside in the dark, mysterious brown figures from the jungles of South America are besieging Stonehouse in an attempt to recover the sacred emerald of the Incas, which Dr. Beecham brought back from his latest expedition. Elsie, the doctor's daughter, has vanished, and so has his native servant, Zingri. As our story continues today, an hour has passed. The taxi driver whom Superman found on the grounds has fled in terror to the cellar. Dr. Beecham is rapidly recovering as Kent bends anxiously over him. Listen.
What's that? 2 o'clock, Doctor. It'll be daylight in another couple of hours. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm quite all right. But Elsie, Kent, where's my daughter?
Doctor, I don't know.
She's out there somewhere, Kent. They've got her, those murderous natives.
I don't think so, Doctor. I don't know where she is, but I don't think they've got her.
That taxi driver, where's he?
Scared out of his wits. He's down in the cellar.
Kent, the door. They're trying again. Block it up.
Stay back, Doctor. I'll handle this.
What are you doing, man? Don't open it.
Oh, quick.
Doctor, did you hear that? Elsie, your daughter.
Oh, Dad.
Elsie, darling.
Miss Beecham.
Oh, help me, quickly.
Who's that with you? Great Scott.
Zingri. It's Zingri.
Oh,
get him inside.
Dad, he's hurt. He's dying.
Get him in and close the door, quick.
Oh, Dad, he's been struck with poison darts. Can you help him? Save him.
Who was it?
2 little brown men. They broke into the house and carried me away. Zingri followed and fought them off. Oh, but he couldn't escape their darts.
Here, lend a hand, Kent.
Right.
Get him up on the couch.
All right, Doctor. I have him. There. How is he?
He's bad, I'm afraid. No more serum.
Oh, please, Dad.
Miss Beecham, how did you know who he was?
Mr. Kent, he told me. When he fought off the brown men, he asked me who I was. And when I told him, he said, "You come quick. I, Zingri." Oh, Dad, can't you help him?
I'm afraid I can't, Elsie. It's too late.
Doctor, you mean...
Yes, the poison on the darts acts fast.
Oh, don't let him die. He saved my life.
He did his duty, Elsie. He was a faithful servant.
Doctor, look.
Yes, I know, Kent. I'm afraid that's the end.
Doctor, you're sure? There's nothing you can do?
No, it's all over, Kent. We'd better carry him into the other room.
All right.
That's it. Easy.
Right. There we are.
Close the door, Kent.
All right, Doctor.
Oh, it's so dreadful. Dad, what's it all about? What does it mean?
I really think we ought to know that, Doctor. You started to tell me once before, just before the poison dart struck
Dad,
you.
Dad, did they hit you?
No, it's all right, Elsie. Nothing happened. It was just a graze, and Kent helped out quite nicely.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, perfectly. Look at me.
You're awfully pale.
Oh, naturally. He's been through a good deal, Miss Beecham. Yes, and so have you. I really think you'd both better sit down.
Yes. Yes, here on the Davenport, Elsie. Are you sure that poor Zingri really fought off the Azatlans?
Fought off what, Doctor?
Azatlan Indians, Kent, from the headwaters of the Orinoco. That's who those fellows outside are.
But, Dad, please, what's it all about? Why were you hiding in this house? Oh, we've been so worried.
Oh, it's a long story. I'll make it as short as I can. Now listen, both of you. You know what an emerald looks like.
Why, of course.
What's the biggest emerald you ever saw or heard of?
Goodness, I don't know.
Well, there's the Star of the Andes and the Southern Flame. They're pretty big.
That's right, but never mind carats. Let's talk about inches. The star's about an inch across, and the flame maybe an inch and a half.
Yes?
What would you say to an emerald carved in the form of a statue, the statue of a god?
Well, it would have to be pretty small.
3 inches wide, and every bit of 8 inches high.
What? A genuine emerald that big?
Dr. Beecham, it hardly seems possible.
I don't wonder you're surprised, Kent. Well, that's what I brought back with me from the jungles of South America. And that's why I've been hiding out back of an electrified fence guarded by the most vicious pair of dogs I could buy.
But why?
Dad, who's trying to get the emerald back?
The Aztlan Indians, Elsie. For thousands of years, literally, it's been the most sacred idol of the tribe.
Well, Dr. Beecham, how in the world did you get it?
I stole it.
Did you say you stole it?
I had to. It was the only way. I had to have that emerald. You can imagine what it might be worth as a gem.
Oh, millions at least.
Yes, probably, but entirely beyond its money value, which I don't care a thing about because I mean to give it back eventually. It has another value, completely beyond price.
But I don't understand.
Well, Elsie, thousands of years ago, the ancestors of the Aztlans were one of the great nations of the earth. They were called the Immortal People because they held the Emerald God. We don't know much about them, but we know that much.
Go on, Doctor.
Dad, what did the emerald have to do with it?
That's what we've never been able to find out. That is the great secret. You remember Ponce de Leon?
The Spanish explorer?
Well, he tried to find the Fountain of Youth.
Yes, just so. He was following rumors. He'd heard of the secret and he tried to find it, but he failed. And where he failed, I hope I may have succeeded.
Good heavens.
Dr. Beecham, you can't mean it.
Kent, in some way, I don't pretend to know how, a great secret is wrapped up in that emerald carving. The secret of the full life. The life without any of the faults that trouble us today. Without greed, without envy, without hatred. Possibly the secret of life itself is hidden in that stone.
Doctor, what can you do with it?
Every inch of that little statue is covered with engravings, ancient writings.
And you're trying to decipher those writings?
Yes, I'm trying, Elsie. So far, I have not succeeded, but I intend to keep on working.
Yes, but, Doctor, it's too dangerous. You can't possibly keep on working.
Oh, Kent, you don't understand. If I can unlock that secret, the secret of the immortals, imagine what it will mean, not for me, but for the whole human race.
Dad, what is it? What is the secret?
Elsie, I haven't any idea. It may be a formula, a secret of chemistry or physics, something that was discovered once and then lost.
And you're sure it's contained in the carvings on the statue?
Well, what else? If not, why did the old tribes guard it so carefully? They knew too much for plain idol worship.
Did you say the emerald was in a safe upstairs?
Yes. Would you like to see it?
Doctor, if I were you, I'd leave it there. We still don't know what's going on outside.
He may be right, Dad.
You haven't decided yet how you're going to go on tomorrow and the next day. What you're going to do from now on.
He is right. Things can't go on like this.
What about calling in the police, Doctor? Or taking the emerald to a museum and working on it there?
Dad, what's the matter?
What is it, Doctor?
Quiet. Upstairs. I thought I heard something.
Great heavens, that was an explosion.
Upstairs! Doctor, it was in that room. Quick!
Oh, Dad, be careful.
The safe. They've blown in the side of the house.
Oh, look. Look, the whole second floor is coming down.
Doctor, look out. Come back. Doctor!
The stairway. It's blocked off.
We can't get up that way now.
Quick, the back stairs. We may head them off.
Go ahead, Doctor. You and your daughter try the other way. I'll stay here.
You two may not be able to get through here, and Clark Kent might not be able to either. But Superman can, and it's time he tried. The whole upper floor has come right down the staircase, ceiling and all. But it won't take long to clear out a little thing like that.
Kent, where are you?
Oh, Dad, no! Help, Mr. Kent!
We're blocked in. Kent, where are you?
Now what? Something's happened. A wall must have fallen in behind them. It's all right. I'm coming.
I can't see. It's so dark.
Kent, the safe. Where's the safe? What did they do?
Almost through. Get this beam out of the way. Now then. If I can get through to that room, and I think I can.
Oh, Mr. Kemp, is that you?
I can't see a thing. Light a match quickly.
Half a second, Doctor.
Oh, here's the match.
I have one.
Great heavens, look. The safe. It's blown wide open.
Oh, Dad, you can't get to it. The floor's all blown away.
It's just resting across a beam.
Kent, they've got it. They blew the safe and took the emerald. The emerald of the Incas is gone.
Oh, Mr. Kemp, don't try to get to that window. You'll fall.
No. Listen, both of you. Don't you hear something? Listen.
Yes, it's an airplane. They're getting away in an airplane.
Well, that couldn't be. There isn't room enough. Well, they couldn't get off the ground.
I know an airplane engine when I hear one. And look, there it goes.
No, it's an airplane, but not the kind you think. Miss Beecham, doctor, look, they're getting away in an autogyro. Look, up there.
Rising over the trees from the grounds of Stone House is a weird, ungainly object. Huge propeller whirling, ascending almost vertically in the night air. Have the brown men from the dark jungle made off with the emerald of the Incas? Is the secret of the immortal people lost beyond recall? Or will Superman recover it? Be with us again next time and follow the story. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is The Emerald of the Incas, Part 5, which first aired on April 10th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman. When we last saw him, Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, was at the suburban hideaway of Dr. George Haven Beecham, world-famous explorer, with Dr. Beecham and his daughter Elsie. A crashing explosion had brought them racing upstairs to find a section of the house blown in. And missing from the safe was the mysterious sacred carving, the Emerald of the Incas, which the explorer had brought back from his latest expedition to South America. And rising in the moonlight above the trees beyond the house was the fantastic form of an autogyro. As our story continues today, several minutes have passed. Kent is about to leap from the window and follow the vanishing plane when a sudden cry from Elsie makes him turn.
Oh.
What's the matter, Elsie? What is it?
Oh, it's just my ankle. I think I turned it.
Oh, here. Take my arm, Miss Beecham. Or let me carry you back downstairs.
I'm all right. Really, I am.
Elsie, are you sure?
I am, truly. My ankle's not even sprained.
Well, Doctor, look. If Miss Beecham's really all right, I think it might be better if I tried to get one of the cars outside and follow that autogyro.
Dad, he's right.
Yes, I don't know. I can't think.
But Doctor, they've got the emerald. If there's a chance of getting it back...
How can you do it, Mr. Kent? You don't know which way they've gone.
What do you think, Doctor? Which way would they go?
It's hard to tell. They might be heading for water. We're almost on the sound. They may have a boat lying offshore.
Good. I'll bet that's it. I'll take a car and follow them.
Well, man, you can't possibly. They'll leave you behind in no time.
No, they won't. An autogyro isn't fast. I may be able to catch them right away. I'm going after that plane.
Why, Mr. Kent!
Kent, what are you doing? You can't climb out that window.
Oh, yes, I can.
Why, Mr. Kent, you'll break your neck.
No, I won't. So long. If I catch them, I'll find a telephone somewhere and let you know.
Now then, one little jump and I'm down. They'll think I've climbed down the trellis. Now, off into the trees, where the cars are, so they can't see me go up in case they're looking. This ought to do it. No sense using a car to catch a plane. If that autogyro's heading out to sea, I'll soon find it. Up, up, and away!
Red cape streaming in the wind, blue costume flashing in the moonlight, Superman leaps into the air, hovers a moment, and takes off in a series of widening circles to find the autogyro, in which the priests of the tribe of Azatlan are making off with the Emerald of the Incas. Suddenly he sees the flash of a silver wing over the waters of the Sound, levels out in a straight line, while in the autogyro itself, the brown men talk together.
Where is the emerald?
Safely hidden.
Did you arrange matters back at the house?
I did. By this time, the palace of the White Doctor should blaze like 100 fires.
Good. What do you look at?
We are over water. How far do we go this way?
Some miles.
Look, back there behind us, in the moonlight.
I see nothing.
Wait. It went into the shadow of a cloud.
Now, what is it?
A man. The figure of a man flying in the air.
No. No, it cannot be. Even the magic of the Azatlas...
I tell you, it is. Look, it comes closer. He is over our heads. I saw him.
Look. Look, he's coming through. Through the door.
Sorry, gentlemen. Forgive my breaking in like this. Where's the Emerald of the Incas?
No speak. No speak, Yankee.
Well, you'll speak at this time. Where's that emerald? Quick.
White man, what you seek was stolen. It is ours.
Now, look here. I'm not going to argue about that now. I want that stone. Where is it?
We have taken it back. You will never find it.
Oh, think not? Well, I may not find it, but you will. And you'll find it right now and hand it over.
No, no.
I say yes. Where is it?
Find it. Use your magic against the magic of Azatlan.
I will. You've seen a little of magic already. Just a very little. I call it the magic of Krypton. Now you're going to see a lot more. Come here.
No. Now you let me go.
I said come here, both of you. Yes, you too.
I kill you, white man.
Ah, you've already tried. Now listen. I'll give you one more chance. Then I'll knock your heads together.
No. No.
Where is that emerald?
Look. Look behind you, white man.
Old stuff. And even if I did, what could you do?
No, no. He means fire. Fire back on shore.
What of it?
Magic of the Azatlan, white man. That fire is in the house where the emerald was.
What? Stone house?
The house of the white doctor who stole the sacred goddess in flames. Look.
You mean that fire is back at Dr. Beecham's?
Look how it leaps up. Fingers of flame. Look, it shows for miles. The house of evil is gone.
We'll see about that. And if it is, you've signed your own death warrant. Where are we? Over water. Good.
Let go! Let go!
You win for the moment, but not for long. This autogyro will float down there on the water, and that's what it's going to do.
Scott, what you do?
Just what I said. I'm going to wreck this plane, send it down to float on the Sound, so you'll be sure and be there when I get back. Now I'm going to smash that front propeller. There, now, down with it. Don't want it to land too hard. Down. Down. Ah, there's a boat down there. Well, I can't help that. They can't do much. Now. Now. Down and into the water. There. That'll keep them quiet for a while. Now back to that fire at Stonehouse. Up. Up. I've got to hurry. If they've caught Elsie and the doctor, I'll take care of them when I get back. Higher and faster. Faster.
Back at Stonehouse, red flames lick hungrily at beams and walls, roar up into the night sky. Elsie and Dr. Beecham, having escaped in the nick of time from the blazing furnace, stand on the lawn stunned and unbelieving. Then suddenly, Elsie remembers.
Oh, Dad! Dad!
Elsie, what is it? You're not hurt.
Dad, I just remembered. Down in the cellar, that taxi driver.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh, Dad, he never knew. He must have been trapped by the explosion. Then when the fire came... Oh, Dad, he's down there now. He can't get out. Oh, the poor man. What can we do, Dad?
Elsie, come back. We can't do a thing. Not till someone sees the blaze and calls the fire department.
Dad, we must. We've got to get him out.
Elsie, come back here. Come back.
Come back, Miss Beecham. Where are you going?
Why, Kent, where did you come from?
Oh, Mr. Kent, quickly.
Why, Miss Beecham, what's wrong?
That taxi driver, Eddie Hilly, he's still in the cellar.
What? Oh, great Scott, I forgot all about him.
Mr. Kent, do something. Get him out.
Now, look. Stay here, both of you. I may be able to get in from the other side.
Oh, Kent, be careful. Let me help.
No. You stay where you are, Doctor. Look after Elsie.
Now then. Seems to me there's a lot of work for Superman tonight. Oh, poor Hilly. That fire's got down to where he was. Well, here goes.
He has him. He's got him. Kent, this way. Back out of the smoke.
Oh, Mr. Kent. Oh, the poor man.
Miss Beecham, look after him, will you? I'm about all in.
Just put him down on the grass, Mr. Kent.
All right.
I'll look after him. Oh. He's coming around right now, I think.
Why, Kent, man alive, how did you do it?
Oh, Doctor, I don't know. It was just luck, I guess. There was an air shaft, and, well, the wall fell down, and there he was at the bottom. So all I had to do was pick him up and get him out. Oh, well, I've got to be on my way again now.
What? Well, where are you going?
Why, don't you remember? I was after that autogyro. I saw the flames and I came back.
Well, Kent, you'll never catch it now.
Well, it won't hurt to try. You never can tell, Doctor. Anyway, I'm off.
Kent, wait. Come back a minute. Kent.
Oh, Dad. Dad, why? Dad, what are you doing on your hands and knees?
Elsie, do you see this? I found it in the grass. Look.
Well, what is it? Ugly thing. Well, looks like a cheap earring.
Elsie, that's a badge of office. It's an amulet. And it's worn only by the highest priests of the Azatlan.
But, Dad, what of it?
You don't understand. It's given them when they become priests. Magic power and all that. And it becomes a part of their very lives.
But I... Why all the fuss?
Well, don't you see, Elsie? One of those priests dropped it by accident. The loss of this amulet is worse than death. A terrible crime.
What? Oh, you mean that...
I mean, I believe that with this amulet, I could induce them to let me borrow the Emerald of the Incas. But I don't know where they are.
No, but I do, Dad. At least I know where they were going.
Elsie.
The taxi driver, he's come too, and he told me they have a plane waiting. A great big seaplane at the Central Airport. Where's the car? Quick, Dad. Quick!
A mad race against time. Can Dr. Beecham and Elsie make the airport before the priests of Azatlan take off in their high-speed seaplane? And what of Superman out over the waters of the Sound? What will he find when he reaches the spot where the autogyro hit the sea? Thrills, high excitement, unbelievable climax. Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman. And remember, be sure to tune in the next thrilling installment of the amazing transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.